One of the difficulties of presenting revered Christmas traditions is, do you dare freshen them up? And with me are two fellows who can answer that question, Austin Savage, who is the director, and Roland Esparza, who plays Bob Cratchit in this year's production here at UTEP of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Welcome, gentlemen. It's good to see you.
Hi, good to see you. Hello. Thank you.
Now, we were just discussing that, Austin, you've been on the set in one capacity or another for 7 years doing the Christmas Carol, 3 years as the director. And Roland, this is your third year involved in the production.
Yeah.
What approach are you taking? Trying to keep it the same? Trying to change it up? What do you do?
No, I mean, one of the great aspects of it is we have a great adaptation by Chuck Gordon. You know, mm-hmm. he did it 7 years ago, and I've been involved in every single redraft. But one of the great things about it is that there's been so many good directors along the way. Carlos Saldana and Ross Fleming and Nick Castagnon and all these other people have made these great additions over the years to the show, you mm-hmm. know, these slight adjustments, to the point where it's a very refined machine to a certain extent. A lot of it is already very, very good. And it is a traditional show, so you don't necessarily want to take something that's working mm-hmm. and tinker with it.
You don't want to fix the part that's not broken.
Right. You're likely to do more damage to a beautiful operation. But there are certain elements that I find worthy of exploring, certain elements that I perhaps intrigue me more than my predecessors. Mm-hmm. And even some of my past directorial things, there are aspects I looked into and maybe only slightly overturned or certain things that interest me.
So I like the way you've just described that, because I see it as such a challenge to maintain the integrity of a traditional production, but to not become stagnant and refusing to make any changes. And I would guess, how much are your tweaks and subtle changes affected by the students who, of course, change every year, who will be performing?
No, that's actually a really good point you make. That's something that I was just discussing in a previous interview, actually. Mm-hmm. I personally am a big believer in that. You don't necessarily know what your production is until you have the clay in front of you.
Ah, yes.
You know.
Smart.
And mm-hmm. a lot of the clay in front of me is predetermined. You know, the mm-hmm. set has a certain contingency to it, as well as the costumes. And there are bounds that I can play with. But the cast every year is remarkably different. And my approach every year is slightly different, or sometimes drastically different in the case of last year, depending on where I'm at in my life, too. I'm a completely different person this year than I was last year.
Interesting perspective
there. And so, you know, when I come up with an approach or a concept, then the actors, the performers, the ones in front of me, mm-hmm. are the ones who bring it to life. And they actually do all the exploring, and all I really do is observe.
Oh, interesting. Now, Roland, you're playing Bob Cratchit this year. What has been your past involvement? Who have you played? Or
I feel like I've just been getting promoted. I started off as young Scrooge the first time around, and then I went to Scrooge's nephew, Fred, mm-hmm. and now I'm Bob Cratchit. So
there you go.
Just a natural progression of things.
The lights are on their way. Yeah, and what have you seen evolving and changing in the production as you've experienced it?
Well, like Austin was saying, the cast is always different, and mm-hmm. It just depends on the way everyone gets along. And I feel that from past experiences, this year we've got not necessarily a tighter-knit group, but just everyone really seems to kind of jive off each other.
Good chemistry.
Yeah, a lot of good chemistry.
Nice. That's definitely makes a difference. You can feel it as an audience member when things are clicking. People who seem to be able to pick up on the slightest cues to how they need to adjust to make it all fit and work. Yeah. Before I forget some of the basics, the opening of A Christmas Carol at UTEP's Wise Family Theater will be a week from tomorrow. That's Sunday, December 15th at 2:30 and also at 7 p.m. Then there will be other performances Thursday and Friday, December 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. And virtually every evening or every performance, it's a somebody or other night, either the UTEP alumni, the UTEP faculty and staff, the military, or El Paso City employees. Each of those categories receive buy one, get one free, I believe, for specific evenings. So I guess the way to be sure which evening is which, you might want to call 747-5118 or just pick the night you can make it, and maybe it'll be your lucky opportunity. You can fumble for the appropriate ID du jour and get your discount there. But after all your experience with this particular work, what do you see as the challenges for the actors as they go through the experience of having been in A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, actually, one of the great things I like about this show is I consider it like an opportunity show. And what I mean by that is it's the show that I believe a lot of the performers who are in the department but perhaps have been resigned to certain forms of typecasting or things of that nature. It's a chance for them to go out and really take advantage. For example, a few years back when I cast like Nick Balcazar as Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, it was really the first time someone within the department had been cast in that role. They'd traditionally gone outside for older community actors. So the idea of taking a 21 or 22-year-old and asking him to play Ebenezer Scrooge, for some reason, seems groundbreaking to people. But I just found that Balcazar was a talented actor with a good work ethic, and I thought he could do it. And, you know, it's the makeup department and the costume department
that faces the challenge.
And he succeeded extremely well, and then last year again with Abel Garcia, and this year with Richard Nielsen, three students who've expanded. And the same thing, for example, in Roland's case, where he considered himself getting promoted. Roland's been in and around the scene for quite a while. Perhaps Bob Cratchit / Charles Dickens was not something that people perceive him as, but there's an element that I thought he could bring to it. It's definitely one that we hadn't seen before, which excited me about it. So there's that opportunity, and then there's just the younger actors, the beginners, getting stage time for the first time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when there is something this traditional, it's like having a framework that allows you to compare yourself. It's a template of sorts to see how well you have filled that spot. Mm-hmm. Leave it to Austin Savage to make anything very interesting. Director of the UTEP's production of A Christmas Carol, and Roland Esparza, who will appear in his new promotional role as Bob Cratchit. A Christmas Carol kicks off next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, at 2:30 p.m. at 7 p.m. and continues then Thursday and Friday, December 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. with a wonderful variety of buy one, get one free offers. Call 747-5118 to figure it all out, but don't miss it. A Christmas Carol. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.